See food at the best price.
Welcome to the Sour of America tonight. Kate Delaney at the helm as we coast from side to side. Oh, man, what a crazy weekend. I hope you had a good one. Filled with sports and politics. Can't beat that, huh? I hope you had a chance to chill, walk the dog, hang out with the kids. I don't know, play some cards with your buddies. I always think that. Sometimes we come off of these shows and whew, don't you feel like we've just gone through a 12-round bout and it was called a draw and we're furious? What? There's no winner? That's what it's like in Washington. Is who's the winner? Who's winning with what's going on in D.C.? And the answer is, you know, we're losing. We're losing. The politicians are trying to win because they want to keep the gig. I always say this, and it's obvious, but when you're in D.C., what are you doing? You're playing for another term. Term limits. Oh, term limits would be great. Because constantly it's about that re-election cycle. I don't want to say this. I don't want to talk about that. I can't go here. I got to please everybody. But nobody's pleased. How many people listening to me feel really positive and pumped up that the American dream is achievable and we're not seeing it slip through our fingers? You know, it's the future generations that I'm really worried about. I'm worried about my nephew. He's got all this promise, and I would think he would have a bright future in front of him. But with what we're seeing happen now and the deficit that just continues to take a pounding, because what are we going to do? Let's print money. And who cares how much we print? We'll just print it. It's fake money. We'll just print it. It's all right. It doesn't matter. But eventually all that catches up. And we know this. This is the same tape that we've been running over and over again. Only some different things crop up. The big thing in the last month has been the Occupy movement. And we're going to talk about a little bit about that and what happened over the weekend in some spots where they're occupying. And what is the end game here? Also, the people who want to be president, how are they doing in the polls? And what did any of the Sunday hot air voices, whatever, amount to? Did we learn anything new or different? The president is hitting the road in a bus for 3 days, going to Virginia and North Carolina, not campaigning, they say, but instead pushing his Jobs Act because he says it's the Republicans' fault. If they would pass the Jobs Act, then people would get back to work and everything would change. The economy would start to come around. That's what we need. We need this $447 billion Jobs Act. What do you think? Coming up also, too, in this hour, we can count. It's all about the numbers. I've just said that. And so we've got some serious numbers for you, and including some sad ones, too, as well. I say sad ones because, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. There's doom and gloom, but then there's some lighter fare. Let's put it that way. We don't want to pound you to death with all the negative, right? All right, how about Iran and the U.S.? This was a leftover conversation from last week, but one that's on the tip of the tongue for a lot of people, believe it or not. I was, I shouldn't say I was surprised by this, but I guess because so much is happening here, the assassination attempt, the plot that was revealed by the FBI, whether you believe it or not, of the Saudi ambassador to the United States, really, and that's probably why, has a lot of different kinds of people talking. Conspiracy theorists have their take on it. Everyday Joes have their take on it. Then, of course, you have the political tug of war on it. And there's a lot of different things happening over Iran. Go after them. Don't touch them. Is this a collision course? And Dianne Feinstein, the Senate Intelligence Committee Chair, is saying that we have to respond aggressively, But she did not say military action. See, a lot of Democrats are going up to the line now, too, and they're talking about we gotta kick them in the belly. But then they don't say anything about do we have to do anything militarily. See, I think at this point it's put up or shut up. You're either going in, you're doing something, or you're not. Do you know that the government has issued 19 executive orders and passed 7 laws sanctioning Iran during the past 30 years?
Uh-huh.
But Iran doesn't care. They're laughing in our faces because they continue to pursue Ahmadinejad, especially the president, a nuclear program. And, of course, they sponsor terrorism. Right? Of course they sponsor terrorism. We know that. So what are we doing that's going to make a difference here? If really this is true, let's just pretend this is true, if they broke up a plan by 2 men linked to Iran security agencies to assassinate the Saudi ambassador in Washington, this is how we're responding, what, with another economic sanction? Another one? I mean, come on. Toughest possible sanctions. What are the toughest possible sanctions? What are they? And no options off the table. You know, should we not be looking to go to war, or should we be looking to go to war? What should we be doing here? And listen, part of this is Russia and China. We know that. So here's what the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, had to say about Iran.
They've been waging war against us since 1979. They think so. They plan for it. They kill us. They have plots around the world. I think our goal should be the replacement of the Iranian dictatorship with a maximum amount of effort to arouse students, to arouse young people, to arouse ethnic dissent, to finance every possible element of opposition.
All right, how about that? A congressman, Mike Rogers, had a take on this as well in talking about Iran. So he's basically saying time to lower the hammer. Here's what Mike Rogers said.
You should never, ever allow a nation to believe that they can commit an act of political assassination on U.S. soil. So there's a lot of things that we can do, and I think it's a great opportunity for the administration. I wouldn't wait too much longer. A nation that's willing to politically assassinate an ambassador in U.S. soil with a nuclear weapon is incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, I agree with him. How much longer do we wait? And you heard what I said about how many sanctions, how many things have been done in the past. How much longer do we wait for this one? It's interesting how we didn't wait on several other things, but yet we're just going along year after year. As Newt Gingrich said, he was talking about the 70s, the late 70s, and he's right. The several things started to bubble over then. Okay, so you try to figure that out. You level some sanctions, don't have a relationship with Iran, whatever. We move forward, and nothing has changed. What should the goal be? To slurk away from this and just say that, okay, we'll throw another sanction their way, and then also not having the Russians or China on board is very, very significant, because they have to get behind the sanctions, because they haven't been helpful in the past, and certainly they haven't really cracked down on the nuclear ambitions of Iran in the past, right? All right, coming up here on America Tonight, some more of what's shaking across this great land. In other words, what's going to affect you in your backyard. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program.
I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Backyards. A couple of things happened over the weekend. You know, starting off talking about the Iran situation, but what a lot of people are also talking about, and you know you're talking to your neighbors about it, because everybody's upset with the economy. Everybody. I don't care if it's the people that are delivering your paper, if you still get a paper, if you still can afford to get the paper, and you think it's unnecessary because you can just look at things on the internet. that's what's happened. Or whether you're just going to grab a loaf of overpriced bread down the street. This is what's happening. These conversations just bubble up automatically. If it's happening to me, I know it's happening to you because people don't know what I do for a living in my neighborhood. So when I'm out and around, it just happens. I mean, I'm friendly, so naturally people think that it's cool, and they start a conversation with me, but the conversations are always about that. I used to say on the show, hey, you know, the common denominator for all of us is the weather. If you get on an elevator, what are you turning to? Who, you know, when you turn to the person near you and you're just like in that contracted space and you're one of those people that you feel a need to say something or they do, usually it is. It's about the weather because the wind's blowing and it's wretched. There's this horrible rainstorm. Oh, the snow.
man, it's so hot. Or do you believe this beautiful day? It is every single time. Now, I am not kidding you. You get into an elevator and there is a chance somebody's going to say something about, make a crack about the economy or money. Absolutely. So as an offshoot to that, a lot of the conversation is also about people running for president. And since Obama is the guy who's running for the Democrats, it's about the Republicans and whether somebody you think they're far-fetched and ridiculous or, geez, I like this person. I've heard a lot of that kind of conversation. So I pay close attention to the polls, and you know that because I pounded it out here on America Tonight. If you never listened to me, we talk about that because I think you watch the polls, and as you get closer to things, the polls really do ring true. So Herman Cain is still seeing that he's there. He's in the game after a month, how he's seen things turn around. And he's starting to get nailed on the 999 tax plan. The tax plan that he says would lower taxes for most Americans, but some middle-class people would pay more. The thing that a lot of you have a problem with is the 9% national sales tax. Now, of course, he's throwing that out as raw meat to potential people who would vote for him to say, 999, that's the answer. Cut the crap. Here's how we can solve our economic woes. And what many of you say is, oh, national sales tax, are you kidding? That would kill me. If I had to pay 9% on top of everything else, no way. That doesn't float. And then you add up the numbers and they don't seem right to you. Well, that's what he was saying when he was on one of the Sunday shows that, listen, he was on Meet the Press. He said, listen, yes, for some people, when we scrap the current federal tax code and we replace it with 999, it would raise taxes for some people a little bit. But he says it would lower taxes on the rich, many analysts anyway are saying it would lower taxes on the rich and actually raise them for the middle class. But he's saying, no, that's not true. So now that's all being debated. The thing is, this is a campaign slogan. This is what he thinks is the solution. Whoever, as we know, is president, they can come up with proposals and plans all day long. Ultimately, you have to have the backing of the legislative branch to get anything through the House or the Senate. So some people like it, some people don't like it, but it passes the bumper sticker test. It's easy to remember, boom, boom, boom. And so many of us think flat tax and fair tax, that he struck a chord there. How long does that hang on, though? That's the thing. How long will 999 hang around? And the answer is, he doesn't want to just be the flavor of the month, but will he be? Will he be? I think if the numbers continue to get worse and the underemployed and all that stuff that we always talk about, and we see that around us, if we keep seeing that kind of stuff, then more people are going to want more specific strokes painted out there for whoever it is that they're going to vote for. And the president, the current president, and the people around him will take advantage of any of that, anything that they could pick over, because I think really what will happen as we swing into the new year, everybody will be more in an attack mode, definitely. Swinging to Martin Luther King Jr., finally the dedication happened in Washington, D.C. So ironic that you have this statue of Martin Luther King. And it's, I mean, not to go over old history, because I think I threw somebody in the dungeon for this. How crazy is it that we have a monument built in the United States, a statue, and it's a good-looking statue, but we have incredible artists here. But let's have it done in China, and then we'll break it up in pieces, have it shipped over here. And yes, they did a phenomenal job, and yes, it was a famous sculptor who did it. but we didn't have anyone in the United States that could do that? Okay. So we move on from there. And part of what happened is there were crowds that started to gather at, you know, basically when the sun was coming up, and they were hanging out where King delivered his historic I Have a Dream speech. And it was a nice scene to see that and all the people gathering on the National Mall. And ultimately, a lot of different faces came out to recognize Martin Luther King, including the president, who said he was a man who stirred our consciousness and made the Union more perfect. And he said, I know we'll overcome. I know this because of the man towering over us. So he's hinting about the economic despair a lot of people are certainly feeling around the United States. Here's what some of the other people had to say.
I wasn't here the first time, so I said, well, I'll come out for the dedication of the memorial. This is a historic event, and I wanted to be a part of it.
This dedication, I'm just proud to be in the act of, you know, participating in it, and I'm having a wonderful time.
Yeah, the monument itself is 30 feet tall, and it is a powerful-looking statue. There's no question about it. And long overdue that there would be something like that, in other words, in D.C. But I think that, I think the analogy of, because the president went further and was comparing civil rights to, he didn't say it by name, but to the Occupy movement, that's a little bit of a stretch for me. One thing that's not a stretch for me is We Can Count. Coming up, we have another version of We Can Count. Some of what we'll talk about includes the amount of people who were arrested at Wall Street and some other protests in four other cities, because a lot of people are starting to get cuffed up and they're taken away because they won't take down their tents or their, you know, sleeping bags. So in the fourth week of this, that's becoming a kind of a familiar sight. And there's disputes as to whether or not there's any kind of police violence or misappropriate behavior, if you want to call it that. And that's a lot of what's been happening in some of these places. So we'll tell you the number, how many were actually picked up. Also, we have some fun surprises for you in that segment as well. And then, of course, ending the show, we've got birthdays and odds and ends and what's coming up this week in Washington, D.C. that you should know about. Stay with us.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Topping weekend counts. I already mentioned it. I hinted at it. How many people were arrested? Well, there were a crowd of about 3,000 people that were gathered that joined forces for the Occupy protest in Chicago. In D.C., 19 people were arrested. In Chicago, they say a couple hundred people were arrested. Wow, that seems like a lot. Especially, how can that be? When in New York, they arrested 14 people, and the reason they were arrested is because they violated a midnight curfew by sitting in a fountain with no water at Washington Square Park. However, that was in addition to the 78 people arrested on Saturday as part of the protesting. It depends on where they're protesting, where they're getting picked up. 150 people were camped out under a canopy near City Hall after the cops took away their tents. That's in Minneapolis. So the Occupy movement is having to battle the place that they're occupying, usually the parks. And they're chanting and banging drums and they're yelling all kinds of things. We're the 99 percenters and, you know, the whole world is watching and all that kind of stuff. Banks got bailed out. I saw a sign. We got sold out. That's a familiar one. But I keep asking the same question. What ultimately will happen as a result of the Occupy movement? Anything? I mean, will this, does this mean anything? Does the movement mean anything? Or does it have to mean anything? You know, Jeremy in Alaska says, you know, what are people supposed to do? Sit home and sulk, basically? Why shouldn't they get out there and shout out what's, you know, on their chest, get it off their chest? But I think that what's happening is people will start to turn a deaf ear to it. That's what I think. Because you've got a lot of people who say, well, why should they deserve this? Who's guaranteed what? Are we guaranteed the great life? Are we guaranteed, you know, we're guaranteed the right to life, liberty, and happiness? But, you know, I don't know. What ultimately is what the plan is? What's the definitive plan? Is the Occupy Wall Street movement, the leadership, is there a leadership? Do they have some kind of a plan to smash Wall Street somehow to affect them where they would feel it? And the answer is where they would feel it is in their wallets. So I think what they need to do, and I've said this, it's pretty obvious, how could you affect it? How could you have some kind of an effect on the people you're trying to take notice of? You know, that you want them to take notice of you. And it means get your money out of Bank of America or HSBC, right? Or any big boy banks and put them into local banks. Just take it all out. If you had thousands of people who took their money out, and maybe they do cater to the people who have more money, I think they would feel it. They would feel it. I think that they would not like it. Then the Wall Street voices and the signs that are falling on deaf ears of the people who control the purse strings, in a sense, are going, as maybe an inconvenience, a little bit unnoticed, whatever. They wouldn't go unnoticed. If you had enough people that would do that and you would protest around the banks in Chicago and Idaho, wherever, I think people would take note. I do. And I think that then what would happen is if I'm the banker and I'm pumping money into a campaign, I am calling them up. I'm not happy. I'm furious that I'm having to deal with this. And then you'll start to see some change. So I think that's what needs to happen. You need to aim in the right place, and right now they're not aiming in the place, I believe, where they're going to have the most impact, if that's the idea. All right, how about this? 100 years old and finishing 26.2 miles of a marathon? Are you kidding me? A guy nicknamed the Turban Tornado became the oldest undisputed runner to finish a marathon. He's 100 years old. Fajay Singh finished last at the Toronto Waterfront Marathon, but he finished. He's 100 years old. He was born in India, in a rural part of India. When? 1911. He didn't start running marathons until he was 89, after he moved to England. He said he just wants to do it. No one forced him to do it, and he wanted to do it, and that was it. Wow. That's pretty incredible to be that old. It's got to be a Guinness Book of World Records, I'm sure. 100? I have never read about anybody that old and running a marathon. Boy, it puts the rest of us to shame, doesn't it? Oh, it does. We're wimps compared to that guy. If he can go that far, feel good about it, even if he finishes last, I don't care, 100 years old. I think of my grandfather and how he was so well preserved till he got to about like 93, and then he started to have some health problems. But he walked in pools, played golf, all that stuff, but he didn't run 26 miles. That's the thing. He didn't do that. He didn't go that far. That's pretty cool. All right, at the box office, because we do our cheap movie reviews heading into the weekend, aren't you curious as to the follow-up of, you know, what was hot at the box office? Did anyone go to the movies? Does anyone even spend money on going to the movies anymore? Or is it easier to just stay home, wait a couple months, get the red box for a buck or two or whatever? So Real Steel, once again, was big. $16.3 million. That was the haul over the weekend, so it dropped down just 40% from its premiere weekend, the weekend before. Number two was Footloose. It was a remake of Footloose the movie, so that came in behind Real Steel. What's interesting is they shot it on a ramen budget for Hollywood, just $24 million. This is a remake of Kevin Bacon, who was in the first one, 1984. So they got good grades, I guess, from the people who went to go see it. And what did they make in the opening week? $14 million. $14 million. Not bad. The Thing, $8.7 million, checked in at third. Yeah. And then there was a big comedy. Fox had a comedy out called The Big Year, and that was $3.32 million. So it was like ninth place. Somehow I'm not surprised by that. It had I don't even know. It had a weird script. I saw the trailer, and it seemed like an oddball. It seemed like an oddball movie that somebody wrote, and it was supposed to be sarcastic, but I think it kind of missed its mark. All right, and then there were two. This is big. The Cardinals beat the Brewers 12-6 in Game 6 of the National League Championship Series. What does that mean for all of you listening to us in Missouri and all around the country who are St. Louis Cardinals fans? They move on, of course, to the World Series. It starts on Wednesday, and they'll take on the Texas Rangers, who also won their series 4-2, because that's what St. Louis did. And the final score in their last game, 15-5 over Detroit. It turned into a laugher, but it certainly didn't. And I really liked the Tigers team, too. I felt so awful for them. But they started off with a couple of runs, and then they just got buried. Just got buried by the bats of Texas. So if you're a fan of the great game of baseball, I bet you're going to be locked and loaded onto the game on Wednesday across the country. Probably a lot of people that'll be transfixed to the series. Sometimes people just watch playoff stuff. They'd rather watch the playoffs than go through the entire season, because it's just not as interesting to a lot of people. I'm a baseball fan, so I'll watch during the season, but I can understand. I mean, there's only so many. How much can you watch? How much tube can you watch? How about that? To the point where then, you know, you just have to have the idiot box off. You can't take it anymore. I just need a week without TV. It's always running. Because people are taping so many shows, and at least I guess you get to fast forward through the commercials. But it's ridiculous. Scary Number was released the other day, worth mentioning here, and a good note to end on. You know, they say the world population is going to reach 7 billion. 7 billion. And that's in the next few days. I think that's high, low, just about right. Whew. And, you know, most of the children, they say, are likely to be born in the Asia-Pacific region. And I just saw another stat somewhere that people in the United States aren't having children as much because of the economy. The economy's bad. Oop, no kids. But the 7 billion is just 12 years since the total reached 6 billion. And they say the figure is going to hit 8 billion in 2025. And wow, 8 billion, 10 billion before the end of the century. End of the century. That's a whole lot of people, isn't it? Seem high to you? It seems pretty high to me. I don't know. Speaking of living birthdays, next.
ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The truth. Phil Collins' lyrics certainly fit a lot of what we're talking about these days on America Tonight. Hey, if you've been to an Occupy movement, or if you have been through one, in other words, you had to go to City Hall and you crossed over and went through one like Matt Johnson did when he was paying a speeding ticket in Minneapolis, let us know, because I want to hear your point of view, what you're seeing when you actually go out there. You know, it's one thing to see pictures, to hear what people say, to listen to the conspiracy on both sides of this thing as to, oh, that's nonsense, and then others saying, well, how dare you say that? People should be able to do what they want to do. If they want to protest Wall Street, then whatever movement it is, that's fine. And I really have heard, I've heard on both sides. And here on America Tonight, we certainly have heard it from both sides. And I had occasion to be in Dallas, and I thought there wasn't much to it. I thought that the time that I was there in Dallas, it was a handful of tents, and it seemed like there was some people, sadly, some homeless people with the homeless problem in Dallas that were there. But it wasn't, so in other words, it wasn't people saying, oh, this is what's happened to me. It was people who were living that way, which is not acceptable. It's not great. But it wasn't people that were recently leveled by it. And now I've heard other stories from other places where it has been that. So if you've had any kind of a brush with the Occupy movement or you're involved in it, wherever you're listening to me, send us your thoughts. I want to hear what people have to say. I mean, I can pump them out all day long from reporters I know, but it's not the same view. The lens that you are looking through is different than someone who's going to get a story in Las Vegas, in New York, in San Francisco, in Chicago, in Raleigh, in Idaho. All right, let's move along. If we could get the band queued up to birthdays.
Come on, people, we need birthday singers.
All right, Eminem, you know who Eminem is. He's had a bunch of songs that have gone up the Billboard charts lately. He's back in the limelight. I saw him, he's at one of the Detroit Tiger games. Of course, he's from Michigan. He was in the movie 8 Mile, which at first I didn't like, but then I saw it again and I liked it. Eminem is 39 years old, just like Wyclef Jean, who is 39 as well. And remember, it looked like for a time he might try to take over Haiti, run as like president, and then that didn't work out for him. But he's been tremendous help to the people there, without a doubt. That's where he's from originally. Chris Kirkpatrick, who was part of the NSYNC group, is just a year in front of them at 40 years old. Norm MacDonald, Saturday Night Live comedian, had a sitcom after that. Pops up here and there, comedy clubs mostly, 48 years old. Alan Jackson, country singer, 53 years old. Margot Kidder, Superman, she's best known for, she was Lois Lane, 63 years old. George Wendt, you know who he is. Norm, cheers. The beer drinker, yep. He is 63 years old, how about that? And if she were alive today, Rita Hayworth would be 93 years old. How about that? 93. Some other big birthdays coming up tomorrow that we'll tell you about. So, for celebs, this is a big birthday month, actually. I'll give you one that might surprise you because you probably see it in syndication. Raise your hand if you watch Gilligan's Island. Have you ever been asked the question, Marianne or Ginger? Do you like the all-American girl or the sexy kitten? Kind of like Jennifer Aniston back in the day versus Angelina Jolie. So anyway, Marianne from Gilligan's Island. Do you know how old she is? She's 72. I don't know why I'm surprised by that. But I guess Gilligan's Island, because I've only seen it in reruns and syndication, has been around for a very long time. They'll never get off the island. Of course, they're never going to get off the island. All right, moving on to a few other fast fare items, if you will, before we skedaddle from this hour of ATN. It's always fun to look back, I think, in history. It's one of my favorite things to do. If we don't learn from history, aren't we bound to repeat it? I've heard that a time or two. Well, we could go way, way back in the machine, or we could stick a little more current. I say we do a mix of a couple of things. If we go back to 1989, there was an earthquake that absolutely rocked San Francisco, sadly, if you remember seeing any pictures of that earthquake. in Oakland especially, you had people that, I mean, their houses, it was like a bomb was dropped on their house, and they luckily survived it, but yet they were combing through the what was left, and it was rough stuff. It was the deadliest quake to hit that area since 1906. It happened at a terrible time, too, 5 in the afternoon, just 15 seconds, but it was 7.1 on the Richter scale. And the aftermath, a lot of people saw it because they were watching. I was watching. A lot of people were watching the third game of the World Series between the Giants and the Oakland A's at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. So the tremor hit moments before the start of the game, and then all of a sudden they were trying to calm everyone down. It seemed like there was going to be pandemonium. The earthquake killed 63 people, 3,000 were injured, and 100,000 buildings were damaged. Wow. 100,000. Still looking at the pictures of that, pretty scary stuff. I'm serious. You look at it and you go, wow, are you kidding me? All right, so if we roll back a little bit further and you think of Al Capone and the fact that they got Al Capone after everything that he did, how many people he murdered or whatever, what did they get him on? Alfonso went to prison on tax evasion. Yeah, he had a weird history. He was expelled from school when he was 14. Boom, in a gang. Got the nickname Scarface. Did you know that? And why? Because he was sliced in the cheek during a fight. In 1920, because he was from Brooklyn, New York, Capone moved to Chicago. And then, of course, he was helping a crime boss there. And what were they doing? Alcohol smuggling, gambling, prostitution, all the good stuff, right? And Prohibition outlawed the distribution of alcohol, and that went from, people forget this, from 20 to 33. So who's going to make money? Bootleggers, gangsters, and that's what happened with Capone. He raked in millions of dollars. He was at the top of the FBI's most wanted list. And so on this day in 1931, he was sentenced to 11 years in prison for tax evasion, and he's fined $80,000. And he was a notorious criminal. That was a huge takedown. Huge takedown. If we move from 31 to the 70s, OPEC leveled it declared an oil embargo, and that affected deeply a lot of people in the United States. And what they did was, on this day, they forbid any nation that had supported Israel in the Yom Kippur war with Egypt from buying any of the oil that it sold. So there was an energy crisis, and cheap gasoline, that was the end. That's what killed cheap gasoline. Then you had the share value of the New York Stock Exchange to drop by $97 billion. And in turn, it was one of the worst recessions the United States had ever seen. By the middle of 73, even before the OPEC embargo, an American oil crisis was already booming and reserves were low. And that's, like I said, the end of cheap gasoline.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!